From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, welcome back, is Anna Tivel, who's got a brand new record called Small Believer. Information is at annatyvel.com. Hello.
Hello.
It is good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you back. You've got a beautiful new record, which is officially not even out yet, not out until Friday, but we've got our hands on an early copy. Anna, you are still in Portland, correct? How is life in Portland?
Yeah, it's great. I'm just sort of getting back there after some good chunks of touring and got to actually have a little bit of summer there this August, so that was really fun.
You have moved, though, right? Across town?
Yeah, moved all the way across town recently, so it feels like a new town.
Is it a better place to create music? A little quieter or out of the way a little more?
Yes, I always feel like a new reality sort of shakes it loose in you, and you're in the middle of your boxes, and you went through all your old photographs, and you got new ideas, and all your clothes are covered in paint. That's good for writing.
You know, last time you were through, you were on a tour with Jeffrey Martin, and you guys have done a lot of touring together, where you play a few songs, he plays a few songs. Is it easier for you to be out on the road by yourself or with that support person that's with you each day of the trip?
I love both for very different reasons. We keep it really separate when we tour together. We do separate sets and we'll back each other up a little bit. But, you know, he is one of my favorite people in the world, so it's a total joy to be on tour with him. And it's nice to share where are we going to eat? Where can we eat for less than $5? And what parking lot shall we sleep in tonight? And so that's always fun, but also touring by myself, I love you sink so deep into your own head and you meet people in a different way when you're alone.
Sure.
Than when you have a friend with you.
Well, the new record is beautiful. It's called Small Believer. I'd love to hear a tune. What do you want to play for us today?
I'll play you one off of there called Alleyway. This one's a story for a woman that I met in a bar who told me this story about her life. Smoke against the window pane, just the semis breathing on the interstate, and a gray upon the grain of October. And hey, honey, it's been so long, I got so lost, so far down the tracks of an old abandoned roller coaster. See, the wheels fell off and the rails all rusted over. But I remember you that night in the noisy bar, in the yellow light and the radiating heat between our shoulders. And I know good things never last, yeah, I know that now, but I didn't then, and I let you lead me blind around the corner. But sometimes still at night I dream, an empty bottle in the alleyway on a night so clear a billion stars are born. And each one is a world, I guess, of dust and flame and wishes cast by lovers, hoping love will last till morning. And we tried a while to make it good. You hit the cans, I played the fool. You got some work, I got sick in the mornings. But you lost that job and we got kicked out. Hey babe, ain't nothing to cry about. And you said you'd send some cash from California. But sometimes still at night I dream, an empty bottle in the alleyway on a night so clear a billion stars are born, and each one is a world, I guess, of dust and flame and wishes cast by lovers, hope and love will last till morning. Now I got work down the street, cleaning rooms at the Super 8. Sometimes I take the path home by the river, and I wonder what our daughter's like, and I hope that family treats her right and gives her all the things we couldn't give her. Some folks are born to lose, some kids are born for someone else's cradle, and the days go by, I get along, yeah, the air grows cool and the leaves fall and the smoke, it moves and fades against the window.
That is Anna Tivel live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Small Believer. Information is at annativel.com. Well, right before the song, I mentioned that you and Jeffrey have been out on tour together a lot. And when you were here a little over a year ago, we talked about the possibility of a duo record. And you said, well, you know, maybe down the line. And then just before we went on the air, you and I were going back through your records, his records, and realizing you've basically done it, just not officially, right? Because he shows up on your records, you show up on his records. It's a really nice pairing musically, both in terms of the way your voices work and the kinds of music that you both make.
Yeah, we love each other's music, and it works well to tour together a decent amount, and I think we both love writing our own, like doing that sink into your head and do your own. So we probably won't ever do a duo thing, but
really,
yeah, I don't know that we will. I might eat my words someday, but I do feel like we love to keep it separate, but really love each other's stuff and supporting each other's music.
Tell me how this record came together. It took a while, right? A lot of miles out on the road.
Yeah, this one is a kind of a year of writing and recorded it in Portland. My good friend Austin Nevins produced it. He also produced the last one and played guitar and pump organ and all sorts of things on it. And yeah, we did a couple days in a studio, but mostly just did it out of his house on a little setup, which I really love doing. And I think this record is pretty story based. I kind of sunk in this past year to trying to tell different stories I was hearing from other people and from my own life, and I liked that process a lot. I think this record is sort of heavy on the stories.
Now, are you a journalist? Like, I mean, not in terms of writing news, but do you journal when you're out on the road to keep track of all of those ideas and song fragments that you have? Or do you sit down on a schedule and work on the songwriting craft?
I totally wish that I kept a journal. Sometimes
it'd be easier.
I try to get myself to, and I'll write something and I read it the next day and, oh, that's so stupid, and I rip it up. But I think maybe songwriting is the way that I, you know, process the sounds and the colors and the feel of things I've heard from people, or what's happening in the news, or you know, what people's hurt and people's happy, you know, gets processed through that. Someday maybe I'll be a good journaler.
Well, you mentioned what's going on in the news. I would say perhaps your music is not particularly political, so it's not really the issues of the news, but you seem to focus more on how people are feeling about what's going on.
Yeah, I find a lot of inspiration in smaller stories, I think, than the overarching things that are happening, of like little struggles and little triumphs. I always find really powerful, I think.
You're the flower growing through the crack in the sidewalk, right? Tell me about the title, Small Believer.
It's the title of a song on there. I felt like it sort of fit well with that idea of a lot of, there's a lot of stories on here that are people just trying to make a small thing work in a rough world and having tiny little hopes and triumphs and despairs, and it kind of fit the feeling to me of that.
As a performing artist, you kind of fit that story in a way, don't you? Right? Just trying to make things work in a difficult world.
Yeah.
Will you play us another tune?
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I'll play one that's not on there, actually. That's a newer one. Speaking of news and things, this one's called Fence Line.
The dark at the edge of the border, a coyote calling the moon from the sky, the bright shining eye of a circling vulture and holes in the old fence line. And traveling far from the land of my father, the red cactus flower and the weight of a crime, the faraway barking of dogs by the water and holes in the old fence line. And down here at the border, the dogs are getting close. And all of my dreaming, a house by a river, a small bit of land, my beautiful wife, something to show for a lifetime of labor and holes in the old fence line. And I crawl in the dirt to the edge of a country, my hammer and horn and the dust in my eyes. I traded rest of my money and holes in the old fence line. And oh, angels look away on bar the pearly gate, unblock the road. Down here at the border, down here at the border, I'm just an animal. The border, a coyote calling the moon from the sky, the bright shining eye of a circling vulture and holes in the old fence line.
That is Anna Tivell live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Well, the name of the record is Small Believer. One big believer in you over the years has been a guy by the name of John Shepsky.
Yeah.
Who runs your record label, Fluff and Gravy. How did you first meet John and make that connection and really find yourself a home to put out music?
Yeah, he is the best in that whole, it's John and a couple other people that run that label, and I met them a long time ago now. I think they have these epic fire pit parties in their backyard in Portland, and a lot of local musicians and all the neighborhood kids come, and there's dogs and beers and all sorts of good stuff, and I met him out at one of those. Some friends brought me over there, and we just hit it off and kept knowing each other for a couple years, and then made that connection, and he's put out the past three records, which is, it just feels like a family, a music family. I love working with them so much.
It's got to be nice to have a home like that.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like it's a lot of things to put out a record. It's a lot of learning, and it's definitely been amazing to have them behind it too.
Well, over the last year or year plus, there have been a couple of pretty nice accolades that have come your way. One was the Telluride Troubadour Contest, another Kerrville, the new folk contest. A lot of folks have heard of Kerrville Folk Festival. What kind of competitions or contests were those? Did you actually actively participate, or was it just an award that they called you up and said, hey, congratulations, we've chosen you and your music?
Yeah, they call them contests, but I think they have to call it something, so they call it, but really it's just they bring a group of songwriters and they pick from a bunch of applicants, and so a whole group comes out and you all camp together and you get to meet each other, and it's sort of a way to get some fresh blood out to festivals, I think, and they just, it feels very open and subjective and not contesty, but it is, they do call it a contest, and I loved both of those. They were really, really a fun way to, I still keep in touch and cross paths a lot with the other musicians that came for those. And yeah, it's just a fun and also a weird experience to play in front of judges, because songwriting is very much, it would be like judging somebody's diary. There's no, you know.
Right. Is it really that you're playing in front of a jury rather than just the judges showing up at one of your sets at the festival?
Yeah. The group, each person plays a song or two depending on the thing, and they, you know, decide based on who, you know, whatever they ate that day or whatever, who they think should win. But it's very subjective and slightly nerve-wracking, but also a really pretty beautiful experience to be part of a festival that you...
I mean, other than a fantastic bullet point to put on the bio section of your website, do you get a ribbon or a trophy or a beer or anything like that?
No, we get to come back the next year, which is a great thing. Yeah. Huh.
Now, if I remember right, back before you got into music, you were studying nursing, right? And have kind of always been interested in doing things to help people. I know that you have been involved over the years in Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, I did. Well, I did nursing for about one semester.
Went well, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much I did biology and intro to nursing. And then, yeah, I've done a bit of driving for Meals on Wheels and other things like that. But I think I've always really liked being an observer, a listener of the world, kind of hearing people's stories who are wanting to tell them and trying to be a sounding board. I think I'm not, as I'm perhaps demonstrating, not the best talker, but I love to just be there and take in what's happening and maybe hear what people are trying to say.
And you can meet some amazing people when you stop and ask questions of them.
Yeah.
You never really know. Well, I enjoy talking to you every time you're here.
You too, Eric.
Anna, it's good to see you again. Anna Tivel is my guest today live on JPR. The new record is called Small Believer. It is out Friday. You have one more for us?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I'll play. This is the first one off that new record.
And there's quite a story behind this one.
Yeah, this one I wrote for a friend who moved a really long way for a relationship that really ended up being a hurtful one. But just sort of thinking about that and what that takes out of you. Underneath the heavy sky, the highway shines. A razor blade cutting down to bone.
Nothing left to do but hold the wheel and drive. The dark of night, the dim light on the road. All the way from Illinois, 1,000 miles of waiting for a gentle touch, a kind believing word. All the way from Illinois, and not one to be heard. And tell me all the ways to make a day go by in an airplane high above the earth. We're standing in the kitchen in an awful fight. The brightly colored blood of ugly words. All the way from Illinois, a box of clothes, a can of oil, the promise of a place to settle down. All the way from Illinois, and not one to be found. Nothing hurts like crying on a long drive home. Nothing's worse than hiding in the dark alone from the beautiful lights of a dangerous love. Something running in the untamed dark, the howling out of freedom and of hurt. All the way from Illinois, the radio, the rain, the road, the dream of finding out just what is love. All the way from Illinois, and turns out nothing.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Illinois, it's Anna Tivel live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one is the leadoff track from the brand new record due out Friday called Small Believer. Information is at annatyvel.com. Anna, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.